Hi everybody and welcome back to the Sustainer podcast. Today, I would like to talk to you about a concept that I am trying to incorporate more and more into my everyday life. And that concept is localism. Like minimalism, localism is also a sustainability concept, which is a tool in combating the ill effects of consumerism. Buying local is a very old school line of thought, but it surely isn't outdated. It's a concept, however, that was sidelined for the past couple of decades, since the onset of globalization. While globalization has had a lot of positive impacts, the negative impacts cannot be overweighed. If you're like me and you live in India, you know that the Be Vocal for Local movement is picking up really fast. Especially during a pandemic, the importance of buying local has become very evident. It has so many positive impacts for you as an individual, for the society, for the local economy, as well as the environment. Now that is a complete sustainable package. In this episode, however, I just want to go in depth into the advantages of practicing localism for you as an individual, as a consumer. Before delving into this topic, I would like to take a small moment to thank our sponsor, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode. Now let's get back to understanding the advantages of buying locally for a user. One of the main benefits of shopping locally is accessibility. During this pandemic, so many people who had placed orders for items that were made in another city, state, or nation have still not received their packages. But those who placed orders within their own city had no issues with the delivery of their stuff. Another important aspect is that for a small local business, the customer base is on top of their priority list. If you order something in a local store or a local small business, they'll do their best to ensure timely delivery. And in case of a delay, they'll reach out to you instead of you having to track your order through a sea of people and systems, which is what usually happens when you order in a big global company. The third point, and for me perhaps the most important point, is the quality of the shopping experience. Most small and local businesses operate with a dedicated team, and usually the founder, business operation head, as well as the product head all work closely on a day-to-day basis on their products. When it's a small, close circle of people handling the customers, the product development, as well as the business front, there's usually a lot of care that's taken to ensure that their customers get the best quality product and the best quality of shopping experience. While in a big company, quality is of course important, the vision that the brand owner shares, however, might not be communicated or felt by all the employees of a big brand. Loyalty programs are another benefit for the users as well. If you buy in a local store or a small business for 2 to 3 times, you will see the level of loyalty that the brand shows to you. From discounts to having options of personalization on a few products, you will find many small but heartwarming benefits of buying locally. I personally find it really sweet when I order something at a small business and it comes with a nice handwritten note. It might be a small gesture, but it shows that each and every customer is valued. There's a lot of good that comes from buying local. At an individual level, switching to buying local is not a hard task at all, especially in a country like India where there are many small businesses. All it takes from our side is to commit to making a switch. Make a list of at least 5 products that you buy from a big brand and do some research and find local brands to swap those with. You'll be surprised to find so many small businesses doing some amazing work. As always, thanks for being part of the Sustainer community and going along with me on this journey of living a more sustainable life. Do follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I'll leave the links in the description box. We have few exciting projects coming up really soon, so follow us on our social media handles to stay updated. Thank you for listening.